Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, February 21. Coming up, Kingston Container Terminal to accommodate larger vessels, public consultations on gated communities to begin this month, and Hart lauded for contributions to Jamaica's workforce. The news in detail after the break.
Attention residents and persons living and working in the Crossroads area. The Pika Passport mobile team will be at the National Water Commission on Moroska Road from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on February 27 to accept your application for a Jamaican passport. No cash will be accepted. Pay using debit and credit card only. Come on out and get your passport at NWC Crossroads, Tuesday, February 27 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Now the news. The Kingston Container Terminal can now accommodate larger marine vessels following the completion of renovation work on its south berth. The renovations included the reinforcement of over 600 meters of the south terminal, valued at some $150 million. The remaining 600 meters of the south berth is expected to be reconstructed in two additional phases by the end of 2018. The Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, KFTL, operators of the port, will be restarting operations in Section 1 of the terminal shortly. Meanwhile, KFTL head Johannes De Jong says the KFTL is also increasing its capacity with the procurement of new gantry cranes and new cargo handling equipment. With these improvements, he notes, the company will be able to facilitate larger vessels, which will translate to increased transshipment opportunities for the country. The University of Technology UTEC and the Urban Development Corporation UDC have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU allowing staff and students of the school's Faculty of Architecture to participate in projects undertaken by the UDC. Both entities will also share information on architecture, urban design, urban planning, physical development, and other technical services. The technical services will include, but are not limited to, staff and faculty exchange, student internships, collaborative research projects and technology initiatives, income-generating projects, research sharing, and public education. UDC General Manager Dr. Damian Graham says a joint collaboration committee will be established under the MOU to facilitate greater coordination of projects and proposing activities.
We look forward to the IE and other schools of engineering coming on board with this MOU to help us to augment our talent because we want it to be homegrown and we want to grow the relevance and the application of your graduates.
Dr. Graham was speaking at the recent MOU signing ceremony at the UTEC's Caribbean School of Architecture. The Real Estate Board and Commission of Strata Corporations, REBCSC, is to begin a series of public consultations to broaden consumer knowledge about the laws surrounding gated communities. The first consultation will take place on Wednesday, February 21, at the Gulfview Hotel in Manchester at 5 p.m. Consultant with the REBCSC Attorney at Law Delrose Campbell says the consultations are geared at gathering wide stakeholder input in shaping the legislation on gated communities.
So this consultation is with a view to the development of the groundwork. We're still at groundwork. Of course, we have some concepts that could drive thought processes and so on. But we want the public, we want to hear from the public.
She was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Other public consultations will be held at the Holy Trinity Church in Montego Bay on March 1 and at the St. Andrew High School for Girls in Kingston on March 6. And Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, has commended the Hart Trust NTA for preparing Jamaicans for existing and emerging technical jobs through its diverse program offerings. Minister Reid says technical skills certification is critical if the country is to meet its development targets going forward. He noted that the skills and competences of technical and vocational education and training TVET will prepare students for the technology-driven future. Minister Reid was speaking at a welcome dinner for international delegates participating in the National Careers Week and Skills Competition at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston on Monday. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.